Right now, it is time to be joined by our friends from the BerkshireEdge.com, David and Marcy. The BerkshireEdge.com is the preeminent source for information that you want to receive or know about out of the South County area of Massachusetts and beyond. And also, they have a great magazine and their chronological calendar of coming events. But I'll dispense with all that and just welcome them in this morning. Good morning, David. Good morning, Marcy.
Good morning.
Well, good morning.
Nice to talk to you again.
On this hot day.
You know what?
Or soon-to-be hot day.
Soon-to-be hot.
80 today?
Yeah, right around 80, yeah.
I guess I could turn the heat off.
It's funny you say that because last night, I installed my air conditioners a couple of days ago. But last night, I looked at the thermostat, so I said, you know what? It's time to throw the switch and
turn it off.
And I turned it off at 5 o'clock. And of course, this morning it was a little chilly, 48, yeah. but still, you can live through 48 with no problems. So the furnace is off. All right.
Normally, yeah, I just turned my heat up to 68 this morning, but I guess it's just not going to go on.
That's right.
Well, you know, so you know when you get across the border, you know, up here. We're closer to the North Pole, so it's colder.
All right. Well, let us move forward on your stories. We just finished today reporting on all the school budget elections that took place in our region in New York State. By the way, every budget passed and every proposition along with the budgets passed as well.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah. But in Massachusetts, town election season.
Yeah, right. And we haven't had our town meeting yet. It was postponed. So I think it's the beginning.
Well, in Great Barrington, anyway.
Great Barrington, yeah.
So we have the town meeting system, too. And it's, you know, everybody is not going to convene in person the way they did. But we have had town elections. And this is when all the people who are up for their term on the select boards are elected, and
or not,
as the case may be, as is the case with a particular story we lead off here, in Lee, where a member of the man named Consolati.
Long time.
Dave Consolati, and a famous name in Lee family, long-term member of the select board, was ousted this year because he was opposed to the cleanup of the PCBs in the Housatonic River, and his position on the river and the proposed dump that was they were going to excavate the silt. I think we've talked about this in previous sessions, from the contaminated silt from the river and the river banks, and is stashed in a landfill, and the landfill was going to be in one of them was going to be in Lee. He was ousted over his position on that.
And he is a long-term incumbent,
yeah.
12-year incumbent, and it was a landslide victory for his opponent.
Right.
And it was 697 to 279.
Right.
That was really a landslide.
Yeah, in my days, we called that an ass whipping.
Right. A what?
An ass whipping.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Where was that you called that?
many, many, many different things. But what was his stance on this? Was he in favor of it?
No. Consolati was in favor of having this dump in Lee, and that was the issue upon which he was opposed.
Dumped.
Which he was dumped. Right.
Right. Right. He was on the board, and he was one of the three members who agreed to this proposal by GE and the U.S. EPA.
Right.
Now, I don't know what happens now, because the agreement has been agreed to, and GE and the U.S. EPA have made this agreement and this deal. So I actually don't know, and I don't know if you know either, David, whether it's possible to back out of it now or overturn.
I don't think it is.
Well, probably what people were voting on was they want somebody more in line with their views in future votes. And that was line that voters are obviously not willing to cross anymore.
Right. Yeah. No, and what Jones, Bob Jones. Said is that people were voting not just on the single issue, but they were voting on transparency, judgment, accessibility, the free flow of information. Of course, Consolati, who lost, said it's more cut and dry. It was a single issue thing, and I lost because of the dump. That's it.
Well, you know, Consolati, it is surprising to me, because Consolati is a family that has been, you know, in government there in Lee for a long time. I mean, this is kind of a shock that he was defeated.
Well, this has been such a long running problem now. I think people just have had enough of, you know, that was enough to say, you know what, we're gonna vote for something like this so it doesn't happen again. I mean, that's obviously what happened. And really, I mean, when you come right down to it, I mean, there's not much you can't fight the government, as they say, but you can select people that you think will represent you stronger.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, this battle over what to do with the remains of the PCB contamination has been fought over for what, 20 years now. What to do with that stuff, and where?
GE wants to just dump it locally and be rid of it.
Yeah, which is easier because they don't want to have. Well, they don't want to have to put it in. Remove all of it to a toxic wasteland somewhere far away that they would have to spend so much money shipping it there. I'll bet you GE is just regrets its use of those PCB coolants for their transformers. But
I hate to be so glib, but I think the only thing they regret is having to spend money to fix it up.
Of course.
Hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah, but that's the only thing they regret. They don't
right.
You know, big corporations don't regret. They move on. They just don't. And I'm not accusing them personally. I'm just saying that's the way corporations are. They don't regret. Right. They just buy out and they move on.
Right.
Like it never happened before.
It's like GE never happened here.
Right.
Well, I want to move on. A lot of great things about Great Barrington we know. There's great shopping. There's a beautiful downtown area. There's a lot to see. There's marijuana was supreme, but I never knew that Great Barrington that Great Barrington has the cleanest streets in the nation because you can eat right on Railroad Street.
Right. I mean, the occupancy of restaurants is a little restricted now in the pandemic, so they said, okay, we'll eat outside.
And we did this last summer, and it was really wonderful. People were downtown, you know, last year, I mean, nobody could go inside. Now you could go inside, but still, I mean, they're doing exactly what they did last year, and in addition, I can't remember whether the article says it, but we had an article last week by Hannah Van Sickle about this new project called Berkshire Busk, where someone has done this wonderful job organizing a project. So there will be buskers or outdoor musicians every Friday and Saturday in downtown Great Barrington, and not just one, but several. So wherever you go, you know there'll be music being played downtown. It's really going to be wonderful. I mean, they've They've installed planters and new signage and festive lighting and...
And they're just going to close down Railroad Street.
Yeah, well, they'll narrow it.
Yeah, they'll narrow it, yeah.
It's actually Friday, Saturday, and Sunday
right.
evening. Oh, no, Friday and Saturday and most evenings, and Friday, Saturday,
right.
and Sunday on holiday weekends. And it begins Memorial Day weekend. So beginning Memorial Day weekend, the restaurants will be outside Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then go back to just Friday and Saturday on non-holiday weekends.
Well, this is just really an important summer for restaurants and retail in our area. There's just no doubt
right.
about it. This is just an important summer.
Well, and all those, you know, those stores who rely upon, and all those businesses that rely upon, you know, brisk summer trade to survive the, you know, the lonely winter.
Right.
Yeah, so this is just a real important. This is one of the most majorly important summers for businesses in this area,
in
a long, long time.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of people here, and there have been all year. You know, first of all, as we've discussed before, the real estate market has been white hot. I have actually cut back on the Edge real estate section because. The realtors are not advertising.
Yeah.
You know, the minute they put something on the market, it gets sold. They have, you know, in a day, they have multiple showings. Things are going so fast.
Well, that portends.
Prices have gone up.
Yeah, that portends.
So there are a lot of new people here. There are a lot of people who are trying to get out of the city who are coming and, you know, staying in the B&Bs renting houses through Airbnb. So I think it's going to be a very exciting summer.
Portends well for the future. Well, we'll stay in the pandemic here, and your governor, he announced the end of all COVID-19 restrictions on May 29th. Of course, that's just in time for the big weekend and also in time for Tanglewood.
Well, Tanglewood is a problem. I mean, Tanglewood has, you know, made its plans based on the pandemic, and I understand it's very hard to get a ticket already.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we used to be able to just go to Tanglewood at the last minute, and you could always get a ticket in the back or on the lawn, but...
not this year.
Not this year, because they are actually...
Restricting lawn tickets, right.
Yeah, lawn tickets and shed tickets.
Well, they've got a pretty good season actually coming up.
They do.
Yes, they do.
We don't have tickets, and I don't know that we'll be able to get any.
Right.
Well, it's one of those parts of the rebound of coming back into, you know, the shock of people not having to wear masks if you're vaccinated and you're fully vaccinated and you're past the waiting period and stuff like that. So, it's going to be a slow ease back into normality for everybody, but it's an ease in we really do need. People have to now understand that if they've gotten the vaccinations, they've done all they can do. They've worn their masks,
right.
They've gotten their vaccinations, and now just to, you know, go out there and try to reestablish your relationship with your local business. I mean, no matter what it is.
That's what Governor Charlie Baker was saying, that, you know, starting May 29th, the COVID restrictions would come to an end, because he was saying that, you know, Massachusetts has met its goal of vaccinating 4.1 million residents by the first week of June. So,
wow.
Yeah. And so businesses will no longer be subject to capacity limits, and all businesses will be allowed to reopen. So, you know,
I'm hoping that Tanglewood will start to sell more tickets.
Well, we'll have to see what the Sharon Playhouse is doing. The Sharon Playhouse is going to follow along what they're doing on Broadway. They've got their season going. They're making their outside stage even bigger. They're holding cabarets outside. They've got a full season plan.
Yes.
But then at the end of September or October, they're going to do a couple of full blown plays in the theater itself, and that eases the people back into. You know, because even people that have been demonstrably in favor of wearing the masks and getting the vaccines, everybody, I think, at first will have a little queasy feeling about going sitting in a 300-seat theater shoulder to shoulder with other people. So it's going to take we have to take a few baby steps before we start to walk and run.
Well, right. About Tanglewood, we should, point out one thing is that the concerts will be that are usually held in Ozawa Hall inside. This summer they're gonna get to being played in the shed instead. So it's a little bit different season this year because of COVID.
But at least we're talking about a season.
Yes, we are. Right.
Well, yes, and you know who we're talking about. We're talking about Anne Sophie Mutter, Joshua Bell, Wynton Marsalis. This is going to be. I think people are going to be so happy to be hear any kind of music at all
if they can get in.
If they can get in, it's going to be quite a relief from what we've been through.
Now, we sent our first issue of our magazine to the printer on the 7th, and so we were trying to find out what was happening at Music Mountain. They hadn't announced anything before the 7th, so we couldn't get it in, although it'll be online on the Berkshire Edge online calendar. But I think that they are also, in terms of music, they are also planning a season.
Yeah, what they're planning, they're planning on a season. And it's funny because I did get a press release from them about a week and a half ago, and it shows what their season's going to be. It shows their full calendar, and it has if you go to their website, their COVID-19 update. I think you hear Tanglewood, you hear Music Mountain, you hear Sharon Playhouse, you hear all the other theaters, the Berkshire Theater
the
Group.
They're all doing Barrington Stage. There's a new organization called the Great Barrington Public Theater that has several things.
Dewey Hall is doing some things.
So we are
definitely heading in the right direction. And we just want people who have been vaccinated to fully understand that, hey, you can keep your mask off outside. If you go inside and it's going to be around people you don't know, you stay 6 feet away. And people who have chosen not to get vaccinated, well, please be honest with everybody else and follow the rules that you have to follow. I mean, if you choose not to be vaccinated, just respect those who did get vaccinated. That's all.
Well, I realize that you may be infecting the other people who didn't get vaccinated, and may be infecting you.
Yeah. So it's just
COVID has not gone away.
No, not at all.
Actually, we're probably going to post it today. We have a very interesting video from a retired professor of biology from Columbia named Rich Kesson, who actually lives in Norfolk. He has done a very interesting video, which we're probably going to post sometime today. It's a scientist answers questions about the COVID vaccine, and he explains how it works and why it's effective and why it's safe. So that's going to be, and he's done a 15-minute video just answering questions about COVID and how it's been built and, why we don't have the same concerns that we had when the polio vaccine and others were developed, why it's possible with the new technology to develop a vaccine in 9 months, whereas it took years before. It is perfectly safe, and he explains how it works. So,
but still, there are people who are reluctant, in fact, adamant about not taking vaccines.
But it is very interesting what he has to say, so look forward to that. I think we're going to get it up today.
Let's move on, because you've got a think locally, act locally, and globally message with with the demonstrations against the violence in the Mideast, Hamas sending rockets into Israel, Israel bombing Hamas and the Palestinian on the West Bank, and people really are expressing their opinions.
Oh, they are.
Yes.
They are indeed masked as they were. They were they were quite vigorous, the protests. And they're deploring, just as our headline says, they're deploring the Middle East violence, which is quite...
On both sides.
On both sides, which is really quite appalling.
Well, the appalling thing about it is this has been going on for generations. The Palestinian people have been the pawn of extreme Hamas leaders and also of extremist Israeli leaders. They've been, and as a matter of fact, they've been a pawn of the world. They're the ones that are getting bombarded, and the world has stepped in numerous other places to stop this, and they just don't step in to put an end to this in Palestine with the Palestinians.
It's a terrible situation, and it's and these poor people in Gaza, who are being played as pawns by their own leaders, who are, purposely inviting shelling. It's not that, the Israelis don't have, they're things that they should, that they're guilty of. But, I feel that these people in Gaza, their leaders are decide to bomb Israel, and, who gets hurt by the, but the people on the street who are not necessarily members of Hamas, who are caught in, they're being used as pawns by their own Hamas right now.
Yeah, it's, they are, like I said, the Palestinian people that live in the Gaza Strip have been pawns on the world stage for many years, and nobody has done anything like they've done in elsewhere around the world. But I want to switch away from that bad news to your final story. To make the pandemic pause more relaxing, a fourth cannabis retailer is opening in Great Barrington.
Yes, that's right. We are really becoming the pot capital of the Berkshires,
But I'll tell you, I have driven past the, last year we were talking about Theory Wellness and about how the long, long lines down in front of Theory Wellness. Well, Theory Wellness seems to still have lines, but these other places appear to me to be empty. There's one right downtown in Great Barrington called Calyx, which is, for people who know downtown Great Barrington, it's right next door to Tom's Toys. And I don't see anybody there. I was downtown a couple of times last week. The woman who was working there is, sitting there reading a book. Or the other day she was just standing outside, hoping that somebody would come in.
Well, what we need? I think we need that busker who used to play his oboe. Used to sit out on, or no, he was in English. We had a cellist, and we had a man who played the English French horn. The English horn. It's like an enlarged oboe, and he would sit in front of Tom's Toys and play elaborate jazz and classical music, and it was delightful because the sound of that wind instrument rang up and down the streets, I think we need to call him back. He's kind of like a Pied Piper.
Well, to wrap
he'll
this,
call everyone back to Great Barrington.
To wrap this up, if I were a marijuana retailer in Great Barrington, I'd spend all the money I have, and I'd hire Cheech and Chong to come and be at my place. And I'll tell you what, you'd be busy for quite a while.
Yeah.
Dave?
Right.
Dave's not here. Okay, if you remember. Okay, well, once again, the BerkshireEdge.com is the website. Everything about South County and more in the surrounding area, and also all the events that are going on, the BerkshireEdge.com. Guys, thanks for joining us again this morning. We'll speak to you next week.
Okay, thank you. Have a good week.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
That is the Berkshire Edge on air here on Robin Hood Radio.